too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
It's that time of year, SEC Media Days. And this is always at the top of mind at SEC Media Days. Anytime I listen or see anything that goes on, it's an epidemic at SEC Media Days with reporters. Talk about is not a question. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
That's usually preceded by, I'm from blah, blah, blah in Birmingham.
Coach, this is Chip Shundridge from the Athens Time-Picayune. Coach, talk about your new defensive back coach and what you guys are going to be doing with him this year. I heard it three times during Jeremy Pruitt's crowd.
It's the laziest thing ever. And these guys
talk about your time in Georgia.
Don't even understand they're doing it. It's a way of saying, I'm writing about your time at Georgia, and I would like to include words
from you.
Go.
Yeah, I need space is what I need from you right now.
So we've often had a discussion here on the show about how that maybe people aren't going to movies, but your choices for television and programming online through streaming services is as good as it's been ever in the history of mankind. Well, that probably all ended when Dr. Pimple Popper debuts on TLC. Yes, this is a show about a doctor who pops pimples, boils, abscesses, other growths on the human body. This started online and is now filtered its way into your entertainment viewing habits, probably, because based on the hits that it's gotten online, it's going to be very popular. I think it could very well be the end of television and entertainment as we know it.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain. And
so you're saying you're going to check it out? Give it a good chance?
I watched the Kristen Cavallari thing, so why not give this a shot?
How do you build an entire series around this?
Well, there's
a lot of
boils,
people.
Different struggles.
Different boils.
Yeah.
Various
different
growths that need popping. Look, if I'd have known this, like how many hits could I have gotten from digging the beard hair out of my toe last year?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah,
TLC's not knocking on your door.
They're not.
My primary complaint is Larry Fedora, UNC football coach, who is guilty of a lack of perspective. Let's put it that way. Two separate tweets from Ladora. I like to call him Ladora, Larry Fedora. From Larry Fedora's conversations with the press at ACC Media Days. One, our game is under attack. I fear that the game will be pushed so far from what we know that we won't recognize it 10 years from now. And if it does, our country will go down too. So he's got football not just as like a pillar of the country, like as a literal pillar of the country, like holding up the country. Separately, this one's paraphrased. UNC coach Larry Fedora says he once spoke with a general and asked him what makes the American military the best in the world. The general's answer, per Fedora, was simple. The United States is the only football-playing nation in the world. Yeah, Larry, that's it. Has nothing at all to do with the military budget.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Larry Fedora, with a little hyperbole. At ACC Media Days.
Let's overspeak a bit.
One phone line open if you want to jump in. It's time to complain. Air your grievances with us. 615-737-1045. 737-1045. Let's go to John to kick it off on the phones. John, welcome in. It is your time to complain, sir.
Okay. My complaint is the Tennessean sports section, which continues to feed us information about the Memphis Grizzlies and interminable stories about UT, speculative articles about UT football. This is Nashville. It is not Knoxville. It is not Memphis. We just don't need all this information about Memphis.
I can't believe they're doing it, but I don't look at the paper ever, and I would encourage you to stop.
Well,
the time's over for that.
Yeah.
Get yourself an iPad.
It's my local paper, and I feel like I should support it. Even
a civic duty, I like that.
I appreciate the civic duty. I would advise you then to support it, but take the sports section out, see if there's a Rex Road column or not, and then toss that aside and read something else.
Well, that's pretty good. Of course, there's the whole issue of what their baseball coverage, where the paper is designed to only carry 14 box scores, despite the fact that there are always 16 games.
So who gets left out? That's ingenious. That's an ingenious design thing. I love that. Let's expand on
this. Yeah, I would like to know who makes the call and who gets left out.
Which game? I mean, the two latest games are surely not in there.
Oh, well, on Monday, they have no Sunday games in there. They say they're late games. I mean, every game on Sunday except one is in the afternoon. There's no excuse for that. That's when USA Today started, it was a wonder that they had all the box scores, even West Coast games. And now, it's like we're getting yesterday's news tomorrow.
John, we could sit and talk to you all day. I love it. He's got a very melodic voice. Yeah, it's musical.
You could be a radio personality, sir. And
it's musical almost. And I couldn't tell if like it was the volume on his phone that was a little bit lower than most calls, or that was just his natural voice is a little bit softer.
Also, there's a banner going to be coming down on the side of the Tennessee. It's going to be very interesting to see what they put up there.
A banner?
Well, yeah. They like to pay tribute to some of their finest riders.
Yeah. Who goes in?
One is leaving town.
Jason Wolf's place on the banner. Let's go to Terry.
They should put up an alumni banner because that's all they have that's good.
David Clymer's back on the banner.
Rex Road's got to be up there if they're putting a sports person up there. He should have been up there before.
Let's go to Terry next. Terry, welcome in. You're on Primary Complaint.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
All right, day. My primary complaint is not being able to tune in earlier in the day and introduce Clay Travis as the most overrated sports figure in Nashville. I think it is a gross miscarriage of justice that he was not in the top five, and I wish I could have been the social justice warrior to get him there.
Tell us why you think he's overrated.
It's a different media angle to go, for sure.
I'd be happy to talk about it. I think that, like, macho, know-it-all, cocky sports personality is the lowest common denominator of sports journalism. And I just, it's pathetic that he suggests that he knows anything.
Where do I fit in that, if I may ask?
You're a Columbia School of Journalism graduate. You're an opinionated guy, but at least you know how to write. And he's a smart guy. Went to Vanderbilt Law School. Like, you expect more of people who are able to talk about sports for a living.
Terry, appreciate the call. Clay will be on with us on Friday if you'd like to tune into that.
Maybe we'll play him your call.
We didn't get any media suggestions today.
No, that would have been a good name to have in the mix. I don't agree that he's overrated. I think he's accurately rated.
Yeah.
But it would have been a good name to have had in the mix.
I think if you wanted to argue something, it would be that Clay overrates himself.
Yeah. Now, that I think we got a winner.
Clay may even be able to argue that for you. I mean, Clay is a lawyer. He could argue either side of that. But that maybe someone could argue. But I don't think he's overrated either. 615-737-1045. 737-1045. We go to Kathy on line two. Kathy, welcome in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
My primary complaint are the washing instruction tags on women's clothes. To start off with, they're like the texture of pillow tags that you're forbidden to cut off. They're like that crinkly material, and they're like 4 inches long and 4 layers thick because they're printed in multiple languages. But they have a picture of scissors on all 4 tags in a line where you're supposed to cut the tag out of the garment. So if you cut the tag out of the garment, then when you go to wash it, you don't know what the instructions are.
This is excellent. And also, if you keep the tag on there, you can't read the tag. You need a telescope to see what the instructions are. It's 4 inches long, yet the print is so tiny. Not just me with my reading glasses can't see it. I venture Simon couldn't read.
Well, it's amazing to me that you would need that long of a list of laundry instructions on these garments. No,
you got to tumble dry low. They flat.
Kathy, thanks for the call.
It's a good different area.
Yeah, this has really opened my mind to things. I just figured you would wash it once and remember. Like, oh, this is what I did with this.
No. You got a lot of
every time.
Clothes. Yeah, dude, I never remember.
I'm not here trying to tell.
Sometimes I'll start
Kathy
to do laundry and I'll
clothes.
Give up because of this
because
very
of the instruction.
I can't remember what this one is. I can't see the damn tag. And
614. We're gonna wear dirty clothes now. We're not doing laundry this week. 615-737-1045. If you want to jump in, we go back to the phones And Brian is up next. Brian, welcome in.
Happy Wednesday, gentlemen.
Same to you.
So, first of all, these demanding diva basketball players are just getting progressively more annoying every time I hear about one of them, any of them. Take your pick. But Kawhi Leonard, he played 9 games last year. This dude played 9 games. You're going to pay millions of dollars to not play basketball, and you're under contract with the Spurs. You don't get to pick where you play when you're under contract with somebody. Welcome to Toronto now, where you just pissed off the entire fan base because they traded somebody that the fan base didn't want to get rid of, and now you're there, and they don't like you. Shut up and play basketball.
It's awful.
I'm with you. Kawhi Leonard, who is a guy that I really like to watch play, and I like his style, he's not winning many points with this whole deal. He's also the only guy, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge, when he got there, had issues with Popovich, but he worked them out in the offseason, and now they're best buds, and he's good to go. He's the only guy that I can think of that has some issue with everything going on there. But I mean, it's a pretty good franchise to be a part of, and a pretty good guy to work under in Greg Popovich. One phone line open if you want to jump in, 737-1045. Paul?
Everybody who wants to take me on in a political debate, based on me tweeting out that Jarrell Casey said something, that my general stance is I'm for guys doing what they feel is right, just spare me. All right, I'm not getting pulled into a political debate. You want to go debate the flag and the national anthem timing protest stuff with somebody? Twitter's loaded with people on both sides. You can go have a fight with one of them. I'm not engaging in that, okay?
Yeah, speaking of the political debate, it started on our Twitter account also, not just yours. Gunter on Twitter says, primary complaint, anthem protesters. What are you doing to change what you're protesting, or are you just blindly protesting? Make what you are doing to change what you hate equal to or greater than the act of you protesting or quit.
We're not looking to raise it. Jarrell Casey said something. I'm pointing out that he said something. I pointed out that my stance is I think guys should do what they feel is right. I'm not that overwhelmingly concerned by it. Now I'm being labeled everything in the political spectrum. I've done nothing. I came from the East Coast.
A story.
I come it's from the there. East Coast. Apparently that's an offense. I came from the East Coast. I'm pretty moderate. I'm pretty down the middle. And you're determined to pull me very hard all the way to one side or the other. And I'm not going. You can't take me there.
You're going to stay there. Stay moderate.
Yeah.
Fight the power, Paul. Stay moderate. Let's go to Barton next on Primary Complaint. Hey, Barton.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep,
my primary complaint today is for a lady who is driving. I live in Murfreesboro. She's driving. She cuts me off 2 times, actually. And I pull up next to her at the red light. We get going the same place at the same time, obviously. Pull up right next to her. Her haircut is in a way that she cannot see out of her right eye. So if I could use Paul's megaphone for a second, I would send a PSA to Nashville and say, get your haircut in a way that will help you drive, because that is obviously the reason that we have terrible drivers in the mid-state. Thanks, guys.
Attention, Nashville. Barton says get an appropriate haircut that will allow you to see out of both eyes. I will amend that and say if you have a flock of seagulls haircut, just like wear a headband or something while you're driving. Thank you for your attention. Please return to not blocking the box.
Your megaphone is crackling, and it adds to the effect.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it. Effect. Yeah. I really like it.
Somebody's messing with it during the weekend, so no doubt.
The weekend crew?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't stolen it. Matthews coming in here messing
with it. Congratulations to them for not having stole it yet.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's touching it. 615-737-1045. Let's go to Dan. Dan, welcome in.
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
I received my Titans ticket package in the mail, and it's now digital. I'm all for technology, but you know, I like having a ticket that I can give to somebody and say, here's a ticket to the Titans game, or my 75-year-old father doesn't have to try to figure out how to work his iPhone to get in the gate. So I don't know if you all heard about this yet.
Yeah,
or not,
we did. I'm a little split on it. I mean, it's the way of the world now, and people want ticket stubs, which I understand, and I miss myself. But also, you know, your 75-year-old father isn't the core guy of this. There are a small number of those.
I want the option.
And being able to text it to somebody is very convenient. generally speaking.
Well, here's the caveat to
lower
that.
Lower scalping, right?
The way that they want you to transfer to someone is very convoluted and does not work very well at all.
I'm against that.
Just take a screenshot of it and text it to them. The barcode will work that way. Don't try to transfer it to through their system because it rarely ever works correctly.
All right. Well, that's good advice.
It does work. If you take the screenshot,
if you've got the barcode, as long as somebody else hasn't scanned the barcode,
but that's also how I can still scalp the ticket too.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Not that I'm doing that, but
never thought about that. I like the option.
If you are doing that, I have somebody.
I like having the option. I mean, it's very easy to share the tickets. I did that a lot for the Preds this past year, but I still like the option for the caller who's got a 75-year-old dad that's got a.
He should be able to print it out and physically give it to him. I would imagine he can, no?
Yeah. One phone line open. It's there for you for primary complaints. 737-1045. Corey is up next and ready to complain. Very Corey,
broad.
Welcome in.
Corey, you've got a very broad line on the screen here. Narrow it down for us.
All right, I will. But I do also have a question for you guys. I don't know if you want me to ask the question first or give me my complaint.
Go ahead with the question.
Okay. So I do deliveries here around Belmont and Vanderbilt for pizza, okay? And I have a question. Do you find yourself tipping less in the afternoon than you do in the evening?
I think people who are home in the afternoon probably have less money than people who are home in the evening. Is that a stereotype by me?
No.
Maybe not even necessarily at home because we deliver to businesses too.
The businesses should tip better.
I think naturally
don't.
You want to spend less on lunch than you do on dinner, so that probably subconsciously you're giving less of a tip in the daytime as opposed to night.
I just kind of noticed it as a trend. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's it. It's an interesting question. That would be my answer.
If you want to start dropping off a pizza once a week between 10 and 2, I think the tip would be pretty damn good.
I tend to notice a lot more 4s and 5s and 6s in the evening as opposed to like 2s and 3s in the midday.
Well, I think you know which shifts that request.
True. All right. So, and this kind of prefaces my primary complaint for the day. And no, it's actually not about tipping. It's about these moochers out here that see you and want free pizza. Like, I'm driving down the road and I'm sitting at a red light here over by Vanderbilt, and dude's sitting on the side of the road and he goes, "Hey, are you delivering pizza? Really, chief? What gave you the clue? The car topper or the hat that I'm wearing or the shirt that I'm wearing?" No, I'm not giving you anything for free. You can come to the store and come buy it.
Are these homeless people doing this, or is this like just guys on the street?
Definitely homeless people. You get homeless people to come walking up to the store and asking us if we have free stuff.
Yeah.
But it's people on the street, too.
I understand your annoyance on the one hand. Also, I would imagine it's very annoying to be very hungry and not have any money to buy food. So I can kind of see both ends. But it's pretty obvious you're delivering pizzas. I'll give you that. That's for sure.
Primary complaint, these damn starving people really ruining my day with all your hunger.
And just asking for the food.
I mean, your hard times are really impeding on my day.
Didn't we discuss this last time I drove through this intersection?
Yeah. I just wish, this kind of goes back to the contributor cells on the street corner. I just wish there was a better way to keep traffic moving and to give to these homeless people.
I haven't seen anybody with the contributor.
There is someone that's selling something all the time right out here on the Demumbrian.
I had a very interesting conversation in New York with my friends who say Mayor de Blasio has a completely different stance on the homeless in New York than Mayor Bloomberg did. Mayor Bloomberg removed people from the streets, tried to get to see if they have mental issues to treat, tried to get them at least through the system where you had a chance of getting them off the street. And de Blasio is more of a, if these people choose to be on the street, they choose to be on the street, which are very dramatically different than what New Yorkers got used to and has changed the homeless issue in New York to make it, I don't know if it's any worse. It's probably the same, but there are a lot more homeless on the street right now.
Paul, going back to your primary complaint about Larry Fedora, Nicole Arbach, a reporter.
Yeah, that was one of the tweets.
Just tweeted that he also said he doesn't believe CTE has been proven to be linked to football. Larry Fedora's media session is over. He repeatedly doubled down on his claims about the decline of football, decline of America, and added later that he doesn't believe CTE has been proven to be linked to football. That was a surreal Q&A session.
Just get some perspective. I mean, to this guy, the football is life and is America. I know we say that a lot, but really we're kind of exaggerating it. He apparently doesn't get the part where we're exaggerating it. Like, go take a walk with your kid or talk to somebody like Lindsey Reed, who's fighting a severe illness.
Yeah.
To touch base with reality.
It's crazy. Let's go to Robert next on Primary Complaint. Robert, welcome in.
Thanks, guys. So once a year, my wife talks me into going camping for a weekend. We get there, get everything set up, have a great weekend. But how in the hell are you supposed to get the tent back in the bag? It's impossible. Once a year, I donate a tent to some local state park because I will not try to pack it back up. I put a sign on there that says free, barely used.
This is great.
Was it a comfortable tent?
Here's my thing with the tent. Anything that's packed so tightly into something that makes it almost impossible to get back into the packaging, well, why not a little slack? Like, I'd be okay with the bag that carries the tent being a little bit bigger if that meant I could easily get the tent back in the bag.
Exactly. We trash bagged it for a couple of years, and my wife just said that was a little ghetto, so I said, the hell with it. I'll just leave it here.
Yeah, well, that's a bold stuff. Robert, thanks for the call. That was great. Let's go to Chris next.
Is he buying a discount tent, or does he sacrifice comfort because he's not packing it back up?
Every tent. Yeah, I guess he's going cheap with the tent, but I mean, every tent has, you have to really, it's like a geometry problem. Like, you're trying to fit everything perfectly in to close it back up.
I got to tell you, I want to feel some urge to camp. I don't.
Yeah, you don't have that urge yet? Not there?
No, I don't know that it's not going to come the older I get, is it?
No.
The harder it is for me to get up from on the ground.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. I need to get down there.
You know what I want to do? I want to sleep on the ground tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris.
Also, I'll leave my pillow at home that I travel with at all times.
Hey, Chris.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Long time no talk. Hey, couple of quick things. I totally agree with the tipping thing that the caller with the pizza guy. That was not my primary complaint, but I get it. I drive for Lyft out here. And I can't tell you the amount of percentage of people that get into a Lyft car and get a really good cheap ride. And I got a nice car and stuff. You know, I make sure I take care of people with water and candy and stuff that I can do to try to increase my chances of tips. And sometimes with this industry, it helps out tremendously with, you know, cost of food or gasoline or things with the car. Here's my primary complaint. Paul, I don't want you to get on your high horse because I love you. But
and don't hang up. I have a question at the end. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Here's my primary complaint. And, Paul, I used to agree with a lot of the callers when I first met you. I wanted a beer from you at the trailer park during the Preds thing, and I had one, so you gave it to somebody else. And I didn't like you. But I love you, dude.
I'm sure I gave it to a woman who was more deserving.
Yeah, I'm trying not to have a moment. Here's my complaint. I think people got to stop being so sensitive. And I didn't catch it until this show today. There was a tremendous flow for the show today. You guys did an excellent job.
Well, thank you.
The sensitivity part comes more outside of the sports world and with the sports world. It's a kind of like a judgment call, I guess. I don't know how to say it. But the sensitivity, anything that any person can have one personal opinion. And if their personality tells them that it's their way or the highway, they're going to be sensitive to anything. It's killing me. It's driving me nuts. I mean, it can be as much as a cracker and a bowl of soup that somebody doesn't like, and all hell breaks loose. You know what I'm saying?